And now this is a dictation for Lanny, L-A-N-E-Y, Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S, April 25, 47. Address as a letter to Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Godfrey, G-O-D-F-R-E-Y, P-A-C, 231-972-6002. Dear Michelle, follow up Mr. Barnes with biopsy proving C3 glomerulopathy, progressive renal failure, last visit in June. Right side, the carpal tunnel surgery. The numbness has improved, no weakness, no pain, but still stiff. Similar problems on the left side. He is not ready to have surgery. Blood pressure at home fluctuates in the 120s, 160s, over 70s and 90s. Review system is negative. Medication list review. Low dose of lisinopril, beta blockers, on cholesterol management, no anti-inflammatory agents, anticoagulated with Eliquis. Today, blood pressure nurse, 166.80, weight is stable, otherwise negative physical exam. Next paragraph, he just did chemistries. We review it on his phone, anemia 11.3, normal white blood cell platelet, creatinine 2.3 for a GFR 28 stage 4, mild metabolic acidosis at 20, normal sodium potassium, normal albumin calcium phosphorus, chronic elevation alkaline phosphatase, but normal liver function test. Alpha fetoprotein was negative. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, biopsy proving C3 glomerulopathy, CKD stage 4, slowly progressive over time, not symptomatic, no dialysis. Anemia has not required EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders, no need to change diet for potassium, potential bicarbonate replacement if bicarbonate drops below 20, other chemistries stable, come back in 6 months.